Oops. You're mad at yourself, aren't you?
You can tell.
What happened?
I didn't. Hang on.
All right.
Monday. I didn't do it on Friday because we were live at Tree Time.
You're out of practice.
I am out of practice. So my question to you, I think, is I don't take a lot of time off and I don't have to get a knee replacement this December, thank God. So you don't typically run the board on a day-to-day basis, so when I take days off, how are you?
We don't use the board at all. When you're not here, that we don't run commercials.
Because I feel bad for you, because you did it when you worked here late night.
Yes.
And you know how to do it.
Yeah.
You didn't even really know how to do it that well back then, did you?
I didn't know how to do it when we started, but then by the time, a couple of years in, I went, okay, press that button now. But it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy.
I'm a geek about this, so yeah. I like to do it, but I...
It destroys you if you miss... it's going to happen. Every once in a while, you miss your mark.
It's been a while.
It destroys... I saw you...
So mad at myself.
Awful. It'll be all right. All right. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the bonus hour.
Why, thank you for welcoming me.
Of course. I want everyone to know they're welcome. I want to say, what's Dave's from sports? Not Dave Ennett, but Dave who used to work here and then went to another sports station.
Kaplan?
Dave Kaplan. He always starts out by saying,
forget that.
Welcome in, which sounds very European to me. Did you ever hear him at the beginning of the show? Welcome in. It just sounds something.
What show?
His whatever sports show he's doing.
I don't
doing.
Listen to him.
Wendy, he's an icon. He's a sports icon.
I see him on TV every once in a while.
I just heard during the morning show today that he was dressed as Count Dracula at a Halloween party. I like the idea of David Kaplan as Count Dracula.
He looks pretty good. Did you see
It's ridiculous.
Mary Sandberg Boyle and Pat Boyle?
I didn't see the pictures. I heard the story.
Those were sweet shoes, sweet high heel shoes. She was who were they?
Justin Verlander.
Oh, yeah.
And his girlfriend.
Mary nailed it, I'll tell you this. Although, it just cracks me up. Is that a good costume?
I don't know.
Guess it is.
What is a good costume to you? Is that some like instant recognition? Like you see somebody and you go, oh, I know who they're supposed to be.
I would go as Jay Cutler and just have a resting bitch face, which is what I do every day.
Well, that's an easy costume.
It would be easy for me.
That's perfect. All right, a couple things I need to tell you. Number one, one of America's favorite stars, Wendy, an icon of American show business, not dead.
Okay.
But has fallen off of stage at a concert in Mississippi. Paula Abdul, considered by many to be
fall down?
Our greatest songstress.
She's not straight up anymore.
No, she had to scratch that song from the lineup. It says here, the promise of a new day turned into a dangerous night for Paula Abdul. Is that a song of hers, The Promise of a New Day? It must be. Why would they say it that way if it wasn't?
I don't know.
It must be.
I'm not familiar with any of her stuff.
It says her agent. It's a surprise. I didn't know how old she is. How old do you
52.
Think?
52.
56. The 56-year-old singer and dancer was performing her 1991
former dancer.
Right.
Now faller.
Right. Singer, dancer, and faller was performing her 1991 hit when she fell off a stage head first during a concert on Saturday at the Hard Rock Live in Biloxi, Mississippi. This according to outlets.
Head first.
Head
That's
first.
Not how you want to fall.
No.
Your head is the heaviest part about you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. A fan who posted a video of the accident told People magazine she did not seem to be hurt at the time of the fall and still finished like a champ.
Wow.
She stated that she was a dancer and
was a dancer.
It's okay. I'm a dancer. I can take a header off the stage because I'm a dancer.
Is there a dancer in the house? Yes, it's me.
She stated that she was a dancer, and falls and drops are things that she's gotten used to over the years.
And I will say this, and Jasmine might be able to attest to this too. Jasmine, I know you're not clumsy, but in your spirit brigade, I'm sure you fall every once in a while. When you're a professional dancer or gymnast, don't you learn how to fall properly?
Yeah, that's correct. You do.
What is the key to a successful...
Not on your head.
No,
that's not on your head.
Never on your head.
Make sure that you don't fall like... You don't brace yourself. You kind of just fall. Like, let it happen. Don't
relax.
Use your arms. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would brace myself.
Yeah, that's how you break a wrist.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Does it depend on the height by which you have fallen?
Yes, that does depend on it. I'm saying if you're, like, falling, like, say if you just slip and fell.
Yeah.
Like, just make sure that you brace yourself and I don't know how to say it, but yeah.
What do you brace yourself with, your arm or what?
Like, fall like you would not, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, don't fall like, oh my gosh, I'm falling. Let me help myself, like, flailing out.
Oh, don't
brace
flail.
Yourself for it.
Well, it's better to break your wrist than it is a rib.
Or your head. See, I'd rather break a wrist than crack my head open. So I would put my wrists completely over my head.
You like your head, don't you?
Yeah, I use my head a couple times a week. I can't be without my head. That's priority one on me is my head. That's my only skill set.
I use it a couple times a week.
Yeah, I can't have anything happen to my head. Did you ever see the movie about... All right, I have no idea what this movie is called, but I saw it on HBO one night. These kids break into a ski resort, and it's the last day of ski season, and they say to themselves, we're going to go on one last ski run. So they're up in the, the thing that takes your
the
ski...
The lifts?
Yeah, the ski lifts, Wendy.
I should have let you continue. The things that
what if I didn't have a head? I would have been able to think this far. All right, so they're on the ski lift, and they close the resort down. So they're stuck up, high up on the ski lift. Now, in actuality, I'm a guy who skis, so I know that that's not how it happens. When you run a ski resort, you don't just close up and not look and check if anybody's on the chairs and just go home. But in the movie, they did. So they're stuck, and they're way, way, way up on the ski lift, right, these kids. So they're trying to decide what the best way is to jump off, because somebody has to jump down to alert them that there's people, because they're stuck up there for days, you know, and they're freezing, and they're starving.
Is it called Frozen?
Yes. Frozen, but not
childhood
the,
friends along with their
but not
girlfriend.
The Disney, because there was a Disney
no.
Frozen. This one's, in my opinion, much sadder.
They spend a Sunday afternoon at a New England ski resort.
Yes.
They're eager to take one last run down the mountain before they go home. However, the ski resort decides to close early because a storm is moving in.
Right, that's it exactly. So they're trying to decide how to jump off the ski car, and they're only going to do one. Only one person's going to do it.
And then you turn the button on and bring them down?
Or...
get help?
Go, yeah. You'll go into town, and you'll say, this is embarrassing, but my friends are stuck up on the ski lift.
Yeah, but there's a storm coming, so it's like you don't have much time. I would
right.
say everybody jump. Mm. Everybody out.
But they... Now, see, that's... I get what you're where you're coming from, but... It's such a treacherous jump. They're way up there, you know? So they don't want to... What if they all die that way? They don't want to do that. They go, we'll send one guy.
So if he dies, he can't get help, and then we'll try
true.
A second one.
That's true. But it made you think, how would I... If I don't remember the exact height they were at when the guy jumped, spoiler alert, but I kept thinking, I wonder how I would best protect myself in a fall or a jump from that height... I would try to ball up really quickly.
Well, you see gymnasts when they, you know, do like a vault and then they land and maybe roll.
Yes.
They literally stop, drop, and roll.
Yes.
That's what you would try and do?
I'd
love to see this.
I would create like a ball, but then I would probably bounce back up. Because my ski outfit is made of rubber, so I'd be like a super ball. So I would just jump down, and then all of a
super
sudden...
Super Bill!
My ski partner would go, you came back. What did you do?
Your ski partner.
I bounced back up. Isn't that crazy? Do it again. No, you do it this time. I'm dizzy.
I would do it, but I'd probably bounce back up.
I bounced way back up.
You're silly.
It says here, some fans could be heard screaming as Paula Abdul dropped off the stage with a thud. That would be my reaction, I think. If I went to see Paula Abdul,
scream.
I would scream.
Whoa, that's what you'd say.
Yeah. Are you all right, Paula Abdul? You should wear a rubber ski suit like I do. I would yell that to
I don't
her.
Think you need a last name because there's really only one
Paula
that
no,
was
true.
Important there.
What if newswoman Paula Ferris had also fallen off the stage at the exact same time?
Then you could specify, but if there's only one Paula.
No, just say Paula for interest of time. You're right. Abdul, who churned out 6 number one Billboard songs in the late 80s. Can you name all 6?
Straight Up.
Straight Up is the only one I can think of.
That's the only one I know.
and the early 90s.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hadn't addressed the tumble. See, that should have been one of her songs. I'll tumble for it. She should have done
cover
it.
Cover version.
Yeah. On social media as of Monday morning. She did not address it. Huffington Post didn't immediately hear back from Abdul's reps. Her Straight Up Paula tour was scheduled to resume on Thursday in Windsor, Ontario. And we wish her nothing but the best.
She's adorable.
Is she one of those celebrities, though, that you're always kind of a little worried about?
Nope.
She not?
She's had some crazy moments.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But you know how, like, now, I don't know if you do this, but in my head, there's celebrities that I'm legitimately afraid for.
Like?
Well, this will indicate that I really care about them, but not necessarily so. Like, I don't like Kanye West at all, but I'm worried about him.
That's sweet of
you. And Roseanne has proven herself to be quite a racist.
She came to mind.
But I'm worried about her. You know, there's certain celebrities like that.
Margot Kidder?
Margot Kidder is no longer with us.
Oh, then.
So.
I feel very worried.
I was worried about her, and now I have not. I'm not anymore.
May I just play you another Paula Abdul song that we couldn't think of, but I'm telling you, you know it.
What?
So 80s. Or is it 90s?
Now, when I hear this, I just think this, oh, a Janet Jackson song is coming. Oh, of course. Now, this would make me jump off of a stage. If I was a backup dancer on this, all of a sudden it would hit me. Oh, my God, what am I doing? I would just jump off the stage.
Can I tell you how much I love dancing? Not me personally. I love
somebody
watching
who's good
it.
At it.
Oh, my God.
You watch them. Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
I love to watch
Paula
it.
Paula Abdul's a really good dancer.
Yeah.
And not a bad singer. Not good with balance, we've learned.
Yeah.
Balance is not her strong suit.
There's another one. I don't know if we know this one. Paula Abdul.
Mm.
She is just adorable.
Yeah.
Wasn't she a former cheerleader for the Lakers or something?
That sounds right. I think you're right.
Rush Rush is the name of this one.
Was she the girlfriend of Emilio Estevez? I think she and Emilio Estevez, I think, were dating.
Where's he been?
For a while. Boy, he's been laying low. He made some movie about the Kennedys that got really good response. Critics liked it. And it didn't do real well. And then I haven't seen or heard anything from him since.
Yes, in 1992, they were together.
Yeah. That's the only year that matters in my life, 1992.
And they divorced in 94.
Oh, they got married. I thought they were just dating.
She's just so cute.
Yeah. See her while you can, Wendy. She's falling off the stage near you soon.
How embarrassing.
Take a tumble off the stage tour.
Who was the one who fell? Was it Madonna? Remember the video of her falling
off of a stage?
That was nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty smacks.
You know, our own Jim Toronto took a mean hit off of a stage once. Did you know this? I can't remember what play he was doing. Wait Until Dark. And he just...
Was that in the role that he played? Was he supposed to fall?
He was. He played the part that... Did you ever see the movie? Alan Arkin is in the movie version. The character's name is Rote, R-O-T-E. Bad hombre, Wendy.
Shut your mouth.
Bad hombre. And he leaps. There's a scene where the character leaps, and he leapt right off the stage.
Was he okay?
No. He broke like a whole bunch of stuff in his
Are
leg.
Are you kidding me?
No. He messed his leg up really
Why did
badly.
He jump off the stage?
Acting. To make the play more three-dimensional.
I would like to talk to him about
you know,
that.
It's similar to if you ever go to a baseball game and someone hits a foul ball, you catch it, you get to keep it. Somebody got to keep him. He jumped off into the crowd, and somebody went home and they won him.
I heard on the Steve Cochran show this morning, Mary Sandberg Boyle mentioned that Elton John mentioned
he acknowledged
Elton John. Yes.
He's been to 170 shows.
But did he Elton say his John name?
Shows. I think so, yeah.
Really?
I think he's done it in the past, too. They have some sort of relationship.
Who would you want
it's called
to acknowledge?
Stalking. If you look it up,
one-sided stalking.
Yeah, it's called one-sided stalking.
What would be the celebrity of your choice to give you accolades?
Oh boy, is that a good question?
You want to think about it?
Yes. So this the scenario is I show up to some show, a concert or something.
Yes, an event.
They recognize that I'm there. Right?
Yes.
That's it? Oh, boy, is that a good question.
Think about it.
Do you have somebody?
Well, of course, I always say Oprah, but now I'm into Lady Gaga.
Well, either of those are good. Yeah.
I think it'd be more exciting if Oprah said my name.
Yeah. In what capacity?
I don't. That I haven't figured out yet.
You would just attend a taping?
Because we're going to be friends. I have a new group of friends that I will be hanging out with. Oprah is one of them. Kim Gordon has joined us. Oprah, you're welcome to hang. It's going
to
be me and Oprah, Kelly Clarkson, because I love her.
Yeah.
And I think Lady Gaga is going to be in the mix now, too.
No, that's a strong,
that's my new group.
That's a pretty
new
strong
BFFs.
Group.
BFFs. That's my lunch. Squad.
That's a good lunch.
Huh.
Jasmine, how can I make this happen?
I have no idea.
Seems realistic.
Oprah, Kelly Clarkson, Lady Gaga, and me.
And you.
Fabulous
foursome.
You have to
start like a social media campaign.
Wow. I see you guys walking through a room and wind just blowing all of your hair back. You'd be like the astronauts in Apollo 11, just kind of walking through.
Gaga would be all glittery. Yeah. I'd be wearing black because that's what I do.
Color.
Oprah would be in a smart, bright.
I see her in purple.
Outfit.
I could see that.
And who else? Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson. She'd be in leather probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
The leather girls can flank on both sides.
All right, let's do that.
Where are you lunching? Where's this going to happen?
I want to do more than just
Old
lunching.
Old Neighborhood Grill.
Spa day.
I'd do that. They'd really like me.
You think? Yeah.
Wendy, here's what you need to do. Realistic. You need to like put this out on social media, and when we get it done, something, you know, will go towards a fabulous philanthropy. How about Oprah's school in South Africa?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And, you know, maybe they'll jump on board.
Gail King would squash this in a New York second.
Gail King can be nowhere around us.
She would put an end to this.
Stedman can come.
Yes. I don't want him. It's girls only.
Only the ladies.
Yep.
The four of you. Wow.
I don't want Stedman.
What a court. No. Mm-mm.
It's just the girls. I need to get closer to Oprah.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Right.
But.
So you guys would just go out and have some lunch. See a matinee?
No, because then you can't talk.
Oh, right.
Lunch.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All right, I'm going to work on that.
All right.
By 2019.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. You got time. You'll be fine.
All right.
Do they play Maj? We could play Mahjong.
Oh,
I like that.
That's a tough foursome right there.
Online or for
no,
real?
Oh,
no,
table.
For real.
Get a
I've
table.
Never. There's a Mahjong table?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it anywhere.
Oh, well, you have to have the game and the tiles and the...
Who sets it up?
Ma.
Whoever plays. All the Jewish ladies that have come before me that I can teach you how to play.
That's right.
I only know it from that Webkinz game because
oh, no,
I used to try
game.
And get
it's
points for my kids.
Game.
I played. Yeah. You know what I played? I played a board game. I told you Jim was out of town for the weekend, and the kids and I played a board game. We played Clue.
Oh, Clue.
Like three
was
or four
Was it Colonel
times.
Mustard in the bathroom with the wrench?
No, it was Miss Scarlet with the rope in the study.
Of course it was.
That
Don't
was one
so
of the
surprised.
Times.
But
it was Mrs. Peacock's a sly one.
Yeah.
It was super fun, but I have to be honest with you. At the beginning, it's like you know how to play in your head, but then when you're really thinking about
sure.
it, you can't remember exactly how the rules are. But after like 5 minutes, you're like, oh, yeah. I loved that game.
You know, it's the strangest thing you say that because I really enjoy Monopoly. And
I do, too.
Nobody in my family ever wants to play
they
it.
They won't play with
well,
me
you can
or
play with
Scrabble.
My husband because nobody,
Does he like
everybody,
to play it?
He loves
plays
to play
it?
And he, everybody, we don't play with him because he always wins.
He's that good at it?
Yeah.
My problem is, because I play it so infrequently, I can never remember the rules on mortgaging properties.
Oh, well, that's why he always wins, because he knows all that.
Hochberg has to sit next to me the whole time I play and explain to me how I could be saving
it
money.
It says it on the card.
What'd you pay for Marvin's Gardens? I know, but I can't remember. I can never remember exactly like what the value is. I know you have to turn it over
yeah.
if it's mortgaged, but I don't remember how much you
It says
it
on
says,
the specific card
the
how much a house or a hotel is, because each one is
wrong.
Different. Yeah, you got to read. You got to use that melon of yours that you said you protect.
No. I just need
Bill told us he used his head twice a week to think.
Sometimes. Not on average, I'd say twice a week. But there's some weeks I don't use it at all.
That's good.
You mean that it hurts that you're thinking? Or
It does hurt when I think. Is it supposed to? Because mine always does, Kim. That can't be right. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
How does a homeowner discover that their home insurance policy is outdated? When happens and their policy doesn't cover it? 64% of American households are underinsured with outdated coverage. That's what Hippo set out to solve with smart home insurance for the modern home for up to 25% less. And right now, when you switch to Hippo, they'll give you a smart home starter kit with two smart sensors that help prevent break-ins, water leaks, and fires. And you'll also get a smart home discount, offering coverage for all the items that run your home, like everything that plugs into the wall, for up to 25% less. It only takes seconds, and all policies are backed by Hippo's top-rated insurance partners with over $200 billion in assets. Go to myhippo.com/WGN and see if you can save up to 25%. Plus, get a smart home starter kit. Go to myhippo.com/WGN today. In 60 seconds, you could save 25%. myhippo.com/WGN.
Did you see the video of Mitch McConnell?
Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Senator Mitch McConnell was out dining at a restaurant.
In my hometown.
In Louisville.
I've eaten there several times.
What's the name of the place?
Havana Rumba.
Havana Rumba. It's a Cuban restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes.
A fairly well-known eatery in town.
Very.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's there with, I believe, his wife.
His wife, Elaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And certain patrons of the restaurant
Who's
were not too happy.
The transportation secretary, we might add, Elaine Chao.
Yes. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's who he's married to. So some patrons of the restaurant, not too happy to see Mitch McConnell, they come over and start explaining to him that they don't like him and they don't like what he stands for.
I don't like that.
And that's what I was going to ask you.
I don't like it.
And there's
is the second time it's happened to him. It also happened in Washington.
Oh, it did?
Not too long ago, yes.
Really?
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
The question is, if you're a person who has that job description, if you're a politician and you're essentially working for the people, that's part of the job of being a politician,
yeah.
When the people encounter you out in public like this, where do your rights start and stop in terms of letting them know you don't like what they're doing?
Right.
Right? What do you think, Wendy?
I just think, you know, when someone's... I don't like the whole Mike Pence thing at Hamilton.
At Hamilton?
And I mean, it was done in probably a really great and creative way,
yeah,
and somewhat respectful.
I thought so.
But that's your time off. That's your private time. I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are people, maybe one or two, that hate our show. And if you were out to dinner with your family and they came up and they're like, "You suck."
Have you ever had that happen? I have.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. I was at a toy show one time and a guy came over. He goes, "You Bill?" I go, "I am." He goes, "You suck." I go, "Thanks." He goes, "And your show sucks." I go, "Thanks." Like that.
Seriously?
He walked away.
And
yeah.
What did you say? Like,
I thanked him. I go, "I appreciate that. Thanks for the input.
Thanks for the feedback.
I will continue
sucking."
Yeah.
In your
okay,
opinion.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, if people don't like you guys, it's not going to change America one way
right.
or the other.
Right.
You're voting for this person, and granted, it wasn't handled properly, but he needs to know, I think, how
then write him
people
a letter.
Feel about him. It was handled inappropriately. You know, the guy should have come up and said, you know, "Senator, have respect."
Mm-hmm.
He is a senator. He is doing his job. And say, you know, "I have some issues. Could I email you? Could I do something? Sorry to interrupt your dinner," or walk away. The way it was handled was bad. But, you know, you basically are putting him in the job that he's in.
Right.
Yeah, but you still get, you know, you're not in that job 24/7. You get to have private time.
But I don't know. I mean,
would that have happened like 10 years ago when the environment wasn't so volatile?
Well, I think it is the environment because it is so volatile.
Right.
I mean, look what happened to Sarah Sanders, got booed out of that
right.
restaurant. I mean,
oh, it's
it
happening
happens a lot
on both sides.
And that's not fair.
You know, and part of it is he didn't have any security there. He was
right.
just there with his wife having dinner. I think probably had there been a police officer or some kind of security, then probably wouldn't have gotten to the point that it did.
My only thought here is manners. To me, that's very rude.
No, so, I don't disagree with that.
If it's a question of manners, though, can you approach him? Let's say, everything's the same except that the way that it was one guy primarily. It says in the story that it was several restaurant patrons, but in the video that you see, and the video doesn't show the whole thing.
Banging on the table.
And what was his issue with him? What did he say? Do you have that?
Let me see if I can be specific. Hold on.
Because it's just about manners. I mean, even if you see a celebrity that you love, a lot of times you don't want to disturb their dinner.
Right, of course.
So it's even less. So you should do it less so if you're going to go complain about something.
Right. Like that was like, you know, back in the day, Michael Jordan's kids played basketball in Highland Park with my kids. And I was like, you know what, guys? If Michael Jordan comes in here, he's here to be with his kids and watch his kids play basketball.
Like, he's not there as Michael Jordan. He's
right.
There
we're
as
not going to, you know, bug him.
Right.
You know, because they were like, oh, is he going to be here? And it doesn't matter if he's here or he's not.
You got to give him his space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't the difference, though, is that with a politician, structurally, we're essentially voting them in or not voting them in and paying their salary. So they should listen to us. They should.
They should.
But is that the time and place for them to listen
to
us?
No. I mean, if the guy had a bone to pick, like I said, he could have been more respectful.
Or do it online. You can do everything online now.
Yeah, but you know what? If you have somebody in the flesh.
If you post it on Facebook, they may.
I know. Do you know what it's like to get through or even make your point?
I mean, rude.
Do we know what he was upset about?
It doesn't say in this version of the story. It doesn't say specifically, and there's audio of it. You can see the video; it's all over online. But it's hard to make out because it's broken up. You're seeing a portion of it, then you're not seeing it, then you're seeing more of it, and it doesn't make sense. You just see that this guy goes up, and he's in his face. There's no doubt about it.
And I will tell you, having been in that restaurant, it's very small.
Oh, is it?
So it's one of those things where you can't escape it.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to be looking because it's small.
To Mitch McConnell's credit, he doesn't even seem bothered by it.
It looked like Elaine was trying to get the guy to be quiet.
It does. It does. His wife. Yeah. Why don't you get out of here? The man yelled at Mitch McConnell, according to a video obtained by TMZ. Why don't you just leave our country alone? McConnell did not respond while other patrons told the man to leave. Earlier that evening, a woman approached McConnell's table and called him a traitor, while other patrons in the restaurant clapped. This, according to the Courier Journal,
clap
for the woman who confronted him. That's the way it looks. Now that part they don't show on the video, but they do show this guy standing up and being very animated and obviously not happy.
Interesting because that, just to give you a little perspective on where that restaurant's located in Louisville, you know, Kentucky's very Republican, but Louisville is definitely more liberal than the rest of the state, and that area of town happens to be a more liberal kind of liberal part of town.
Yeah.
So he might have been more loved in another section of town.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Do you think he at this point, or not just he, but any politician, has to take that into account when they're going out and about in the town now?
I mean,
in enemy territory, I better
and
be
this,
careful.
According to this text, Hey Bill left.
Yeah.
Explaining things, really? The guy was screaming, pounding at their table, then took their doggy bag and threw it out the door. Is that true?
They don't show that part of it in the video, but it is alluded to in the story.
Okay, because that's unacceptable.
That's wrong. That's just wrong.
You've switched your tune there. All of a sudden, they threw the doggy bag out.
I'm saying it's one thing to try to make your point to somebody in a respectful and nice way.
Right.
I'm not saying how they did it was appropriate, but...
Right.
You know, if you see your senator out and about, I'm sure people are always, you know, stopping and asking them questions and different things. But that's the times we live in. There's no excuse for it. It's just the way it is.
But look what happened during the Kavanaugh hearings where you saw a couple of politicians. I think was Jeff Flake the one who was in the elevator? Who was the one in the elevator?
Jeff Flake, yeah. Those people accosted him, yeah.
Where it was a woman saying, essentially, you don't respect people who have been in sexual incidents that they were not pleased with. You're showing nothing but bad respect for that.
The woman kept saying to him, look at me.
Yeah,
look
right.
at me in the face.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Don't you freaking look at me.
That's the opposite. That's the exact opposite. So you wonder if something like that does matter when, you know, for a politician, yes, they do have the option of looking through their Facebook pages or their Twitter feeds or anything like that. But for the most part, that can't be anywhere near as effective as a one-on-one where somebody's saying to you, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
And probably had they been more respectful.
He was upset about Kavanaugh. That's what the texter is saying.
Oh, the guy with Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the reason. You really, it's so sad because when you see the video, you get the gist of there being confrontation, but it's very hard to piece together. The first time I saw it, I couldn't tell if that guy, the guy standing up by the table, was defending Mitch McConnell or confronting Mitch McConnell. Then I read that he was confronting him. But it's very hard by seeing the video or hearing the audio exactly what's going on, because it's broken up, you know? I told you this months ago. I don't know if you remember. According to the way I would walk, when I would go to the train station, sometimes I would walk through Trump Tower, you know, that outdoor portion mm-hmm. along the river. And I always wondered, what if Donald Trump just walked out? What if he was, for some reason, at Trump Tower, and all of a sudden I'm walking along and there he is? Would I say something to him? And the answer is yes, I would definitely say something to him. I would try my best to be respectful, but I would just say, sir, this is probably the only chance I'll have to say this. I think you're doing an awful job. You know, I wouldn't be dangerous about it. I wouldn't be, you know, where Secret Service would have to swarm me or anything like that. But I would just go, I need you to know that I'm not happy with the way things are going. And I hope you're not either.
Right. And hopefully that's what this guy should have done.
Is that in a calm way?
This says that, and this is like 8 hours ago from CNN.com. Is that real news? I can never remember.
I think it is.
Dining at Havana Rumba in Louisville with his wife when a group of men approached the couple. So now it's a group.
Well, that's a tough one to call, because, again, in the video you see one guy, but several reports are saying that it was several people.
Why don't you get out of here? Why don't you leave the entire country? One of the men yelled. That's rude, you guys. He's having dinner with his wife.
Yeah.
Even if you're not happy with what he's doing, it's just... That's rude behavior.
No, yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. What you said was rude, but you said, was it appropriate to come up to him and say something? And that, I think it is okay if
somebody's... Not like that.
No, I agree with you, not like that. But it is okay to come up to your politicians or whoever if they're out and about. They
be more
not
tactful
expect
about
that.
It.
Yeah.
But if they're sitting, what, are you going to pull up a chair? I mean, if you see them walking down the street, you know, hey, well, I got you. But they have...
But essentially that, can't you come up and go, I know you're eating, I know your wife is here, but I need 2 minutes of your time.
Or I have a bone to pick, how can I
contact
you?
And I would say, get out of here, I'm having dinner with my wife. I don't have a wife, but if I was playing the part of Mitch McConnell. Oh. I just think that's private time with his wife. I just think that's super rude. And I only take 2 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
That's 2 minutes of their dinner. What if somebody did that when you were having a romantic, not even romantic, just a dinner with Terry?
I mean, they are used to that stuff.
I think so.
I don't think
people
that's
come
right.
Up to them.
The leader
but
and.
Isn't that, when you sign up for fame, isn't that what you're signing into?
No.
It isn't at all? You don't think so?
Well, I think it happens. But
I mean, and if you don't want to be bothered, don't go out.
Right.
Why do you think, and then I guess it is different, the celebrities versus politicians, but...
So, but a politician falls under both categories. Mm-hmm. They're obviously politicians, but you get fame as part of the job, you know, sometimes more than others. Mitch McConnell's pretty high profile. If I saw him walking down the street, I would know him. Plenty of politicians that I'd go, I don't know who that is. I'd recognize Mitch McConnell, though.
I would
you?
Say, is that Kate McKinnon?
You would?
No, she's Jeff Sessions.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'd know Mitch McConnell.
Oh.
You got to be honest with you.
If
everybody
you saw him
thinks
in a
he kind of looks like a turtle.
Yeah. Right.
I still don't.
Hey, turtle. Just walk up to him.
Why don't you get out of here? The leader and his wife, Secretary Elaine Chao, enjoyed the meal in Louisville. They appreciate those who spoke up against incivility, said McConnell's press secretary in a statement to CNN. They hope other patrons weren't too inconvenienced by left-wing tantrums.
Mm.
As the leader often says, the Senate will not be intimidated by the antics of far-left protesters.
Mm.
McConnell's to-go box was tossed out the door of the restaurant.
That's too far.
That's a shame because they have amazing black beans, and that's too bad.
He won't get to. Usually he could have those for lunch today,
and
but now he can't.
And the plantains are really good.
Oh,
and
the
then
plantain.
The restaurant issued a statement saying, we deeply regret the incident that took place at our restaurant. We strongly believe everyone should feel welcome and safe in our restaurants. It was Friday night in the middle of the rush hour, and our staff was caught off guard as the incident developed quickly. Once we were aware of the situation, we acted quickly and efficiently to assure that everyone was safe.
Wendy, here's a text from 619 or somebody who lives in 619, probably not the entire area code. Plus, they say, a lot of senators don't have town halls. They don't read emails. They don't read letters. Or they don't take phone calls.
So what?
Well,
that doesn't give you the right to just barge into their life.
But don't you think part of that job should be listening to the people who potentially voted you into office? And I can't speak for Mitch McConnell, but I know for a fact there's plenty of politicians who, once they get the job, that back and forth between people who vote for them, that's lost. It's just gone. They don't care anymore.
I don't think people have a right to come up and get their agenda across if you just see someone on the street. If you saw, I mean, if you saw Donald Trump on the street,
yes,
just walking by with no bodyguards, would you go up and say anything to him?
Yeah, I just said that. I would tell him I think he's doing a horrible job. I'd say, you know, make America great again, really? Is it great because of you? I don't think it is.
But
I think you're doing the opposite.
That would make you feel better, but I mean, he would...
But it would make me feel better because I have to endure 4 years of him, so that's my payback, is I get 30 seconds to let him know you're wasting everybody's time.
But and see,
I know
there's now, probably isn't people, that rude?
No.
That's not rude?
No. Why is it rude?
Because you're saying a mean thing to him.
Doesn't say mean things to other people?
He absolutely does, but I mean do you rise above it?
Two wrongs don't make a right. No, that's the thing. You know, Michelle Obama, when they go low, you go high. You got to, I love that.
I would
that.
Be as I, respectful as I could possibly be in letting him know that I think he's a miserable failure.
See, I would just look at him and make that kind of sign. I don't even know what I should call it on the air, but I'd be like...
That's what you're doing right now is the reason we're not on CLTV. They go, why aren't you guys on CLTV? Well, Wendy does this thing. I can't do that. I can't.
That's what I would do.
But I wouldn't. It would take me less than a second to realize this is my one chance to let him know that I think
he doesn't
he's horrible.
Care.
The sad thing is, I don't think he does.
But Bill
care.
Would feel better.
I would feel
yes.
better in that I would know that I got it off my chest. Yeah, he would. You know, what would he say? Smithers released the hounds. That would
but
be the
see,
end
then,
of me.
And trust me, I am no fan of Donald Trump. I will say that loud, and I'm proud of saying that. But you were talking about, going up to Mitch McConnell, doing that, is that kind of rude? Manners don't matter when it comes to Donald Trump?
Well, yeah, there's manners. That's why I'm being civil about the whole thing. That's why I'm not just, you know, screaming like a maniac at him. I would just very peacefully say,
I think you'd get
are
maniacal.
An embarrassment.
I think you would get worked up.
All the, like what I just said took 2 seconds. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. Just want to let you know you're an embarrassment. Have a great day and walk away.
But I'm telling you, he wouldn't lose sleep over that. It's like
and
some
you would
jamoke
use his lingo,
and,
you're a loser.
Yeah, I would do that. I would also say you look far less like an orangutan in real life than you do on television. And then I would keep coming back. Oh, one more
That's
thing.
That's an insult to orangutans, by the way.
I would just keep
way.
Coming back. I got one more thing I got to say, and then you're on your way. I would just
10 more seconds.
It. Yeah, that's all. That's all.
You would do that because you'd think right. of another thing.
Here's some buttered toast so your sons can comb their hair with it. Got to go. I would just keep throwing those in.
I don't know. I just couldn't do that to somebody.
Really?
I just, because it's not... It's not going to accomplish anything. It's just kind of a waste of my, you know, irritability.
I think people have, and I don't disagree with you, but I think people right now have such pent-up anger.
Yes.
That when they saw him,
right.
they just was like, oh, my God, here's my chance to unload. Because there's so many things that people are so upset about.
Right.
309 says, 100% agree with you, Bill. Wendy, would you really walk past Trump and not say anything? Yeah, I wouldn't know what to say. I couldn't fit it all into 10 seconds.
Right.
I just...
That's why you got to have something ready just in case.
I just will make that sign.
But if you did that, for people who don't know, can I say what you're doing?
Yeah, I just careful.
It's the international symbol of a fellow pleasuring himself,
yeah, just,
right? But if you do that, Secret Service could think you're reaching for a pistol or something.
Oh, that's not a pistol.
But
my hand's out in the open.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, somebody says I would flip him off. I might do that.
Yeah.
But
I think that's less respectful than saying
right.
to him,
just
right?
want you to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a chance if he's walking by and I, like, you know, flip him off. I almost swore.
Some woman did that and got in a lot of trouble for that. Do you remember?
She was the bike
off?
Rider?
Yeah. Yeah, some woman got in a lot of trouble for flipping him off.
That seemed stupid. I can't remember why she was in trouble.
And I think she's running for office now.
The finger party?
Yes. Yeah, that's
Sir the finger na- sandwiches at her finger party.
Yes. You know who her campaign manager is? Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Finger.
Ah, this is a good time. Yeah, I can't remember where I read that, but I think she, all of a sudden after that incident, after so many people gave her grief, she went, well, then I'll run for office. I'll look it up.
You would compare the current sitting president to an ape. You are both disgusting. Shame on you. I am not a fan of Donald Trump, but I guess
I
have the decorum.
To his color, right?
I didn't. Bill said that, and he's got
Bill Maher had a Bill Maher had this long thing going. Actually, Trump was suing him because Bill Maher said, "I need somebody to prove to me that Donald Trump is not the son of an orangutan," and then he drew all the conclusions. You know. The look, the stance, the attitude, and Trump sued him. It got thrown out of court. I can't remember.
Stupid on both their parts. Stupid for him to Bill Maher to say that, and stupid for a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump's, but I just feel like I wouldn't interfere with him walking down the street. I just think that's rude.
For that incident,
I wouldn't talk to him. Plus, You're not going to get. We're going to see you on the news with Secret Service pushing you back because you're. And another thing,
good publicity for the show.
All right, well that's good.
What would Oprah do?
Right, she's your imaginary friend. What would she
do? Come up to Oprah to have a conversation. Oh, how's it going? But I might flip him off.
Oprah, my partner on radio, is not going to leave you alone until you walk somewhere with her. Just walk somewhere with her, please.
I might flip him off.
Would you?
But yeah. There's a chance he wouldn't have seen it.
Bill was
I think
do.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm not
That's
taking any of his time.
Yeah. All right. We must stop this. We must. We'll take a quick break. Kim, thanks for hanging out. We'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bill, I don't like the job that you're doing, and I think you should do a better job. Just wanted to let you know.
I agree with you.
Somebody really said you suck?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Big guy, too.
Just let people have their private time. And don't steal anyone's doggy bag.
That's the part that makes you the most upset?
Yep.
I get it. Because you plan. You have a little extra food and you say, I wonder when, no, maybe lunch tomorrow. I'll have this for lunch tomorrow. And then he can't. Well, what did we learn from this? Anything?
No.
I don't think we did. All right. That's it for today's show, everybody. Thrilled that you were listening and hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow. It should be a good one. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.